everybody. You are listening to Billy Hell, and you're about to listen to the Hellcast. Yes. Okay, we're back with the Hellcast. I, of course, am Billy Hell, and I'm here with Bob Sadler. And I was talking earlier about the time. You guys are going to like this one. This is a story that may be the best story that I've ever heard. Tell us the story about Saudi Arabia. Go!
Wow, Saudi Arabia was invited to go over to Saudi Arabia for an air show. They selected 12 Americans to go over there. And just by the grace of God, I got invited to go over. And, you know, there was 28,000 rules we could do and we couldn't do. And don't talk to strangers, don't talk to women, whatever. Ever. Don't do anything. You know, basically stay in your hotel room. So we slept on over there. And
did we say what year it is?
This is what, 83? 83. It's been a long time ago. So we got over there, and all our planes were shipped over there. And this is back when giant scale stuff was just starting to be giant.
And who went out there with you?
Ryan Taylor, Don Lowe, Garland Hamilton, Dave Ribby. Dave Rubin's out there, Rayco Potter, John Kohler.
What were y'all doing out there?
We were having a blast is what we were doing out there. No, it was basically what was happening is Dubai is a very rich country, and they wanted to invite radio control teams from all these nations from all around the world to come over there and participate in a big model airplane show. One of the Sheikh's sons was big into model airplanes, and he wanted to see some stuff. So they hand-troweled a runway out in the middle of the desert, basically. I mean, it was just out in the middle of nowhere.
And so you guys you're shipped out, you got your birds, and you're out there and you're tearing it up.
Yeah, we get out there and we unload all our crates and stuff, and it was, you know, we're pulling out 30% airplanes. Ooh,
right.
Monsters. And as we were getting there, the team just before this was from Great Britain. It was the Ghost Squadron. Great bunch of guys. So we learned about eating baked beans on toast and baked beans on french fries and baked bean on ice cream and baked beans on baked beans. Kind of like a Monty Python thing. Just a great bunch of guys. But they left and they said, you know, it's time for the Americans. So, you know, all the hierarchy from over there shows up. Everybody that wears a tie or a turban showed up for the grand, you know, now the Americans here. You know, it's time for the big show. So we all whipped our airplanes out of the case, and I was getting ready to fly. I was flying actually an airplane designed by Frank Knoll, an Eagle, or a One Design. And I went with a Moki 3.6 twin on it, on Glow, which was just screaming. So anyway, it was my turn to fly, and back then, if you flew a big airplane, everybody else landed. So I took off and was flying and doing some practicing, and Don Lowe was calling for me. So I'm flying along, and all of a sudden I'm hearing the background, ying, 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 ying. And I'm up there just thinking, what in the world is going on? So so I'm starting to get perturbed. So Don's going, you know, Bob, you just need to relax and fly your plane. Don's great. So I landed the airplane anyway, about halfway through the flight, and went back, and this guy, complete desert regalia, had the headpiece on, the whole white.
Did he have a big sword?
No, he didn't have a big sword, but the fan belt and the whole thing. So so I was torqued by this point, you know, because I didn't know what frequencies are on over there. So I'd turn around, and this guy's flying a profile airplane with a 40 on it. It was
He was a pro bro.
He had to be a pro bro. So I turned around and said, hey, Slick, what are you doing? I'm out here trying to practice here. We got a big show coming up. And behind him are like 10 guys waving their hands in the air like, shut up. And I'm going, you know, just kind of jumping at him. And this guy was kind of waving his hand, the international sign for peace, let him be, doing these kind of things. And I just started jumping on him. And ended up saying, no kidding, I said, who in the world do you think you are? And one of his handlers said, he's one of the sheiks. So here I'm thinking, oh, great, you know. Stupid idiot gets shot in third world or different country, whatever. So anyway, I kind of calmed down by that point once I realized what the political situation was.
Like your head gets cut off.
Yes, much like that, or something else.
Free living in Libra.
Yeah,
cell.
Yeah, some other waste of protoplasm. So the guy looks at all his handlers and goes, "I like this guy. He's like John Wayne." I'm thinking, great, great. John Wayne never died with his head cut off or something like
that. He did get killed in the cowboy stuff.
And the flying leathernecks and blah, blah, blah. So anyway, we just got to talking. You know, we kind of struck up a conversation, me out of trying to save my life and him out of being a good guy. And, you know, he explained who he was and why he was flying and et cetera, et cetera. And I looked, and there was a Lamborghini, beautiful white Lamborghini. And I looked over there, and I was just drooling. I said, Bob, everybody over there calls my dear to other guys if you're friends. I said, Bob, my dear, do you like this car? I was like, dude, my heart's beating. Yeah, I like this car. So he throws me the keys and says, tear the tires off this thing. So Jethro Bodine walks over there, and I'm pulling the door on a Lamborghini sideways. Right. And of course, everybody's getting a big hoot out of that. So he finally opens it up, you know, flips the whole thing up like a gull wing, and I hop in the car, and my head is on the gear shift, and my knees are in my chin, you know, one of these contorted things. And so everybody gets a big charge out of that. So he speaks in his native tongue, yada, yada, yada. Somebody hops in this car, it takes off, and he looks at me and says, my dear, in 10 minutes I'll have your dream car here. And I go, okay, cool. Great. You know, the Astro wagon, you know, with plenty of room for all your airplanes. So about 10 minutes later, here comes this red Sex on Wheels car, a Porsche twin turbo droop suit 959.
Wow.
I'm thinking, oh boy, this has got trouble written all over it. Because all the pre-flight they gave us for this whole thing is don't talk to anybody, don't drive cars, don't talk to anybody, basically don't do anything. So he goes, okay, hop in the driver's seat. So my first clue that I was in trouble is a 5-point harness on this car. So I'm sticking all this stuff on. And he invited the whole American team to go over to his brother's gun club to do some shooting. And I'm thinking, well, I'm an Iowa hunter. You know, shoot, I'm in my element. So we get in the car. He goes, okay, Bob, go. So I go out, gently let off the clutch and pull it up to a blazing 3 miles an hour, shift to second gently. And this guy's just panicking. This is a Porsche. Do you not know how to drive this? And I said, man, I'm just scared to death. I'm scared to death. He said, stop the car. He said, I'm a sheik in this country. If I want the speed limit to be 6,000 miles an hour, it's 6,000 miles an hour.
Now, as I recall, there was a whole entourage of SUVs.
Yeah. All these idiots were laughing at us. There was six SUVs, six black Suburbans that went zipping out of the parking lot down through downtown Dubai and up through Sharjah. And they'd already taken off. So I looked at the sheik and I said, man, I'm sorry, I just can't drive fast. It's just not in my nature. I drive like a grandma. So he hops into this thing, and we go tearing down it's like driving through downtown New York, except for far less cars, obviously. And he's going, like, as fast as you could possibly go without ramming into people, flashing his lights, and people are getting out of his way. We finally get out of town, and he looks over when we finally get to the interstate, and what's their equivalent is.
Right.
And he goes, Bob, what's the fastest you've ever been in an automobile? I said, 120 miles an hour. So he starts getting faster, starts shifting through the gears. And we get up a little faster, about 120, somewhere in there, as fast as I've ever been in a car. I said, are you scared? I said, no, sir, I'm not. He got faster and faster. So at this point, he plugs in a CD. Hang on just a sec. Prime time, you need to walk around the corner for just a second.
Oh.
Yeah, you do. You do. Oh. For just a second. You have to do this.
He's a youth. He probably has killed people.
Well, but this is back in my wild days. The CD was Bleep the Police.
Ah.
Okay, so I'm
going to have to bleep that out. Could you say bleep, like bleep?
Yeah, Bleep the Police. And oddly enough, I knew the word. So I was singing those as we were driving. And he's going, I love this guy. Yeah, come on back, prime time. So we kept getting faster. Long story short, we ended up at 230 miles an hour. And we passed all the Suburbans like they were standing still because they had governors at 115. So he finally pulled over to this little side street thing, and he just couldn't figure it out. He looked at me and said, I can't believe this. The fastest you've ever been in a motor car was 120 miles an hour. We're doing 230 and you're not scared. I looked at him and said, dude, you're worth 220 kajillion dollars or whatever. I'm saved. You don't want to die. You've got as much ass in this car as I do. What are you going to do? So that worked out good. Went to the gun club, shot a bunch of guns, Garland Hamilton.
What kind of guns?
Oh, they had AK-47s, bazookas, M-16s, anything you can name.
What did the guy say? Now, this is the guy talking. This ain't Bob or I. What did the guy say when you went into his palace about the president.
Oh, yeah, this is a good one. Well, actually, two things happened in there. I'll never forget, we're sitting in a palace. Well, first getting there, we're coming down this road, and we're going a jillion miles an hour, and all of a sudden, he slowed down to 35. I'm going, like, what's the deal? Why are you slowing down? And he just put one hand up in the air. He's like, shut up, silly. I know what I'm doing. So we pull up to this huge entrance, and there's guys with machine guns and stuff and radar. If you go over 35 miles an hour, they start shooting. So we pull in this just opulent palace. It was 1 kilometer by 1 kilometer. And the palace is divided up in several different buildings. So we got in there, and the first cool thing that happened, and I'll never forget this, we're sitting in this huge room that had a hand-woven Persian rug the size of an NBA basketball court, and we're sitting on golden chairs. And I was sitting right next to Don Lowe, because he's one of my heroes of all time. And Don looks at me and says, Bob, has your dad or mother ever asked you where you'd ever get with model airplanes? That was a good point. And right after that, the sheik took us back in one of the back rooms that he made a point of saying even the President of the United States could not get in here. I mean, literally, all the chairs were made of solid gold, and they opened up the small vault that they had in there, and it was way cool.
It was the thrones of all?
It was the big throne. The chair that they had there was obscene. It was opulent.
You know, that's not what I thought you said. He said about the President.
Always PC, Bill.
All right.
Alright.
Over the PA?
Yeah.
Folks, you're listening to the Hellcast live with Billy Hell. Cool. Sweet.
Okay, so we got the guns, we got the thrones. How did it end?
The whole thing, it ended in almost tragedy. What happened was all these the gentleman that put this on was thinking that people were gonna come orderly and drive into the entrance gate and pay their admission to it, and this is going to pay for this whole thing. What he failed to realize is everybody over there had SUVs, and they came in over the sand dunes and stuff like that. Nobody paid a cent for it.
Right.
So he lost a huge amount of money, and he split. So when we got to the hotel, foolishly, all of us had given the hotel owner
credit card?
No, worse than that, our passport. He said he needed to make a copy of it and kept it. So after this guy split, he didn't pay the hotel bill or nothing. Shipping costs for the airplanes or anything like that.
So you're splitting trips.
Yeah. I went completely off. You know, I said, I'm being held captive here, blah, 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 which obviously wasn't the case. So he said, buddy, you're stuck here until you pay for all this. And I said, no, I'm not. I've got the golden ticket. And I whipped out the business card of the sheik. He goes, this anybody can make one of these. And I said, yeah, slick, give me your phone. He goes, no, I'm not going to do that. So we grabbed a guy's cell phone that was walking through there, and we called the sheik. He said, man, this is what's happening over here. You know, we can't get out of here. So the sheik came flying over there. In about 13 seconds, all this was taken care of, you know, with huge apologies and stuff like that.
Were there guns or big guys or anything?
No.
Just the sheik?
No, just the sheik.
And all this deadly power.
He walked in, and there's not even rose petals or anything like that, but there's a whole lot of Domine and Requiem and all that kind of stuff, and a lot of apologies. We're out of there pretty well immediately, but the airplane stayed over there for about 8 months because the shipping costs hadn't been paid,
right,
either over there or coming back. But there again, email to the sheik, everything got handled.
Well, this is Billy Hell, and you've been listening to the Hellcast. And the thing I learned tonight is know the sheik when you're going somewhere. Thank you, Brother Bob.
Who's the sheik of Ohio?
Who is the sheik of Ohio?
Prompt
on. All right, I got to drink beer, and then I've got to eat some McDonald's. And this is Billy Hale. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye is get a beat. Do it. Come up with the most off-the-wall whatever.
This is Billy Hale. Tune in next week when Team Futaba Jason says...
I have no idea what the hell.
All right, let's try this one more time.
Thanks for listening to the Hellcast. This has been Billy Hell. Be sure to check out BillyHellRC.com. It's just good stuff by good folks, man. Have a great day. Bye.